this to be the first thing you put on in the morning. Coming out the bed, yawning and shit.
Make you break it down.
Turn my swag on, alright? Let's go.
Early morning, hear me snoring. I ain't trying to hear the alarm. So, yo, I carry on. Yeah, I carry on. And I'm killing every track that you hit me on. You can say I'm very gone. Yeah, I'm very gone. It's a dreary morn. Moving out the bed so slow. Good morning to the world. Now I'm ready for you, go.
And I don't do no coffee or nothing like that. Moving my own speed.
Superficial swag, and I don't mean superficial. I mean super official. You can call me super bad. Super fly, super high. See if I can shoot the sky. Put your finger on the hole and take a drag. Got the kind of shit that you can't fit up in a bag. Keeping jaws around the crib with a different strengths tag. Like time was everything I had. Cause everywhere I'm at made me everything I am. Damn.
We just trying to give y'all a picture as best as we can. We gon' keep it rolling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh. I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
I'm glad from a wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day Saturday, and every day I feel good. And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy, I'm happy every day. Love yourself, you know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
All right, Young and Happy, this is a very big day for us. We can almost call it acquisition day, signing day, because we are trying to sign some new talent to Young and Happy.
We've talked about it before.
And we have the contract in front of us. We have
the contract is in play. It's in front of us. Ben's in the building. Producer Ben's in the building. Roan's in the building. I'm Kale Presley. And today, on today's show, we've been trying to get this guy. He's very talented. His potential is sky high. He's a five-tool player. He has the looks. He's got the work ethic. He's got the grit. You name it. This guy brings it to the table.
The X factor, the je ne sais quoi, it's all there.
He's a highly recruited talent.
Everybody is going to want him on their team, on their podcast, on their show, part of their conglomerate. And so that's why it was so important for us to get Mr. Dylan Stone.
Pleasure to be here, man. Just doing my job, you know? I appreciate all the accolades and everything. But, I mean, just keep your nose on
the ground. Leader of the Viceroys.
Leader of the free world, a fighter.
Freemason.
Someone mm-hmm. who is not afraid to take on any challenge and a strong asset.
Such as the Flint water crisis.
Not afraid.
Drink the water? I mean, did it kill anybody?
Didn't even kill anybody. Not immediately. Just some lead poisoning.
We're just saying you're the type of guy who might take that on.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have any growth without taking on challenges and losing them. Nothing builds character like losing.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
And that's why we like you. And so what we've done I'll tell you what I did. Tex tried to... We've been recruited for such a long time, and he kind of has verbally committed, right?
Because you guys went to Nebraska together.
Yeah, we went to the Natty Tour together. And so he's verbally committed to be a part of the Young and Happy family. However, nothing's official until pen's on paper, right? And Tex has been... You know, we've been busy. I haven't really talked to Tex a lot, so we hadn't had a chance to actually sign him. He approaches me the other day, and he says that he's resigning. But I said, Tex, unfortunately, you got to sign before you can resign.
Okay, so you were trying to quit Young and Happy.
I wouldn't say quit,
but
resign.
Why?
Because I got in some Twitter beef. I was like, you know, where are my boys? Like, where's my team? And I was like, you know what?
And you're talking about the beef you had with Nate.
Well, basically, in Feidelberg, basically, yeah, I mean, shit, like, I get shit on all the time.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was like, damn, dude, where are these guys? I'm out here fighting alone.
And I think our problem was you hadn't signed yet, so...
Yeah, it was miscommunication.
It was a miscommunication, and it honestly broke my heart to see you out there alone, and I was like, I wish so badly that this was my guy, that he would put pen to paper and say, he is my guy, I am his guy, and I will defend him against all comers honors.
Likewise.
And so yeah, that would have been, I hate the miscommunication.
So he tried to resign. I was like, well, hate to break it to you, Tex, but you got to sign first. So then, now that he knows and it's been cleared up what's happened, I drew this up on the 11th of the month of July. And this is what I wrote. So by signing this...
It's a contract.
It's a contract. I wrote it on yellow pad paper with a black pen in all caps. By signing this, I, Dylan Tex Stone, a.k.a. Dr. Hip Hops, agree to become an official associate of Young and Happy. Notice I didn't say full-time host.
Right.
That's not the role he's going to play.
Of course not.
Associate meaning that he's got our back, we got his back. When it seems right for him to be in the mix, he'll be in the mix. And when it's right for him, for us to be in the mix, we'll be in the mix. It's an associate. This is a ride-or-die deal, dog.
Mm, I like that line.
In return, Young and Happy will support me, because this is Texas signing, in all of my endeavors. Texas forever.
That's a beautifully worded document.
Thank you.
Concise like the Gettysburg Address.
47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth onto this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in the great civil war, testing whether this nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. Abraham Lincoln did that. He freed the slaves. I watched a movie about it. So I signed this bad boy. But I don't make the decisions for Young and Happy. I know I don't make all the decisions for Young and Happy. This is a team. And producer Ben is a full-time team member. Adam Ferrone, the drone, is a full-time team member. So I signed my part, and I left you guys spaces to sign for the next day because it was at nighttime, and then I left a spot for Texas to sign, as
right.
you can see here.
Right.
He came back to me with amendments.
So he has a completely different contract.
A manifesto.
It's a manifesto, almost. His terms. It says, my terms at the top, Dylan, quote, Tex Stone. Anything we should know before I start reading off your...
I'm open to negotiation.
Okay, that's very fair. And what was it about Caleb? Just not specific enough?
Yeah, it was not... I've signed one bad contract here, and it's been pretty tough.
So should we talk about that bad contract first and the fact that Rutgers sent Big Cat a shirt today?
I mean...
They didn't send you one?
They didn't send me shit, man.
But that's
you know, and the thing is, like, I released one shirt, like, here, and it was for Rutgers, like, Eric Grant charity. And I fucking love Rutgers, you know? And I still love Rutgers, you know? Like, when you get mad at your family, don't mean you stop loving them.
It hurts.
It does, man. I was like, damn, dude.
He don't love Rutgers.
I know, man. And the one thing I've ever had shipped to me was from Rutgers. And so I was...
I hate to hear that.
That's tough.
No, I absolutely hate to hear that. So you already have one bad contract. So this is the rectified version, and we're going to go through the terms quickly. Number one, any online battle I'm in, Young and Happy must engage on my behalf. Any engagement I consider to be unfaithful or disingenuous will result in one day of social media suspension for offending persons or entity.
Huh.
So if Texas is at war with someone,
we have to hop in.
We hop in, which I'm fine with. I love to go to bat with someone. I love to go to war, and I love to have a reason to go to war. No better feeling than being in the trenches and having your comrades back as you're just lobbing grenades at the other side, fucking life or death, trying to win. Because I believe in everybody in this room.
All right, let's say we're in that war, and you're like, dude, don't go to like advance. I'm like, I have to do this. So I try to advance, and I get shot, and I'm lying there like a sitting duck. What are you guys going to do?
Kill you. Shoot you the rest of the way. Like a dog.
That is not...
All right, I'm running out ahead of...
Wait, how dead are you?
I'm alive.
Are you?
I'm screaming
you're
for help. I'm taking the note and say, hey, give this to my mom.
Oh, I thought you were like kind of dead, but you're just suffering, but you're definitely going to die.
Oh, I'm not going to die until...
Until you're dead.
You don't have a pulse
brother,
in me.
He was saying more of a putting you to sleep type of method. What is the quality of life?
It doesn't matter. I'm Forrest Gumping you. I'm putting you on my back Hacksaw Ridge style, and I'm carrying you right to the edge. And it doesn't matter whether you're telling me not to, whether your legs are chopped off your body.
Take it from the back, Brokeback Mountain style.
I know that your quality of life will be determined by your mental fortitude. And it doesn't matter whether you have legs, arms, hands, fingers, or even a tongue, because you're going to have a strong quality of life, because I believe that you have that kind of spirit.
I mean, you know, like that tuna yesterday, flopping around half dead. And that's what I thought. I tweeted out today, like, you know, his mind never failed. his body did. But there's something profound in that, I think. My mind has never failed me.
I love that.
This is my body.
You're talking about this tuna that was sliced in half and being sold at a market and then it was flopping around?
It was fighting.
It was fighting for life. It was fighting to get off of that table and get back to the ocean.
It was thinking of its family. It was thinking of all the people that he didn't care about himself. He was worried about his family.
Hell yeah.
That tuna.
That was one of the most selfless tuna Instagrams I've seen.
I would agree with that.
Text, can we lay off the pin?
No, it's all good. So
it's all good, but we just want to make sure we're focused because this is a very important contract. I want to make sure all terms are addressed and everyone's very clear on what's going on.
Okay. You want to talk about the penalty for that if you don't defend him?
So 1 day of social media suspension for the offending persons or entity.
I'm okay with that. But the only thing is, the only way I could see myself getting in trouble is if I just don't know what's going on. Like, you're in a fight, you got to, text the Young and Happy group, which will put you in. It's like getting knighted.
Word.
That is true. You have to...
You gotta
notify
alert
people.
Us. You can't just expect
people.
Me to know that you're in a fight.
The thing is, I don't like. I'm not gonna say hey, I want to come at this guy. But you know what? I'm part of a team now. I gotta be more selfless.
Or just
because I'm representing.
You don't have to tell us. Just be like, hey, Code Red.
Code Red.
And we'll just go to your Twitter and we'll find
we'll
something
out.
Yeah, just send out. Put up. We need a bat signal. And once we get that bat signal, I'm there. I don't care who it's against. You could be fighting against my own mammy, and you know what I'd say? Screw off, ma'am.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough because he's basically putting you over his family.
I kind of love it.
He's done that before. He's known for not treating his family well.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No, absolutely not. That's rumors that people try to start about me. But Tex, I know you know a couple things about people starting untrue and nefarious rumors about you.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what, dude? They could talk, dude, because at the end of the day, there's
let them talk.
You know, they're just a weak-minded person and not very smart. And there's not an educated human being who holds any value in the opinion of someone they consider less or inferior to themselves.
You know,
can we put that on a quote board? Because that was strong.
Eleanor Roosevelt said...
I barely even know what you said.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Exactly.
No, and Bill Cosby said that too.
Big consent guy.
Man, you. That's.
He's trying to pitch you in a pickle.
Let's move on.
So, and we're good with the social media, and that's across Instagram, Twitter.
I don't get an Instagram fight. It's not my brain.
Okay, fair enough.
But Twitter, I'm there.
And is it a suspension of a personal account or the Young and Happy?
Actually, I go to war on Instagram if it's in the comment section.
What about TimeHop?
What's TimeHop?
And LinkedIn.
Our personal account suspended.
Well, we'll get to LinkedIn.
Our personal account suspended, or is it
personal account suspended?
So no, not the Young and Happy account.
Yeah, we can't. What?
It's
not like if I'm on a team.
Well, we need
and
clear
I fuck
language.
Up,
that's
like the whole team can't play next week. You know, like that's fucked up.
We just need clear language.
All right, we'll work on it.
This is us working on it though. Like, yeah. What is it? Let's make a decision.
So the personal account gets suspended for a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Love I'm that. With that.
All right. Sign off on that amendment.
Do we have a pen? I'll initial this First Amendment.
Okay. What we got for number two?
Term two. My enemies in and out of the office now must become your enemies.
There's a list there of names.
I mean, so there's 2A. There's a subsect of it, and there's a list of enemies. But on the surface, I'm good with your enemy being my enemy and my enemy being your enemy. Caleb, are you good with that on the surface?
I've already read the name, so it's tough for me. Tough to say.
Okay, so my enemies are the following persons or entities: Big Cat, PFT, Hank, Billy Football, Feidelberg, the Surgeon General, Paul Feinbaum, Young Metro, LinkedIn, All Business Pete, Pigeons, and Strip Club Bouncers.
Why Young Metro?
That song he had, talking about trust, what the fuck's he know about trust?
Yeah. Talk on
like,
it.
Like,
which song? You talking about his ad lib?
If you don't
trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Like, what has he done that's trustworthy?
That's a great question.
You know?
I think that people
so
just fly
on,
over that.
Okay.
Practice
I'm out
what
on
you
Metro.
Preach, man.
Okay. Let's go from the bottom to the top.
Strip club bouncers.
Fine.
Pigeon?
Co-signed by me.
Pigeons?
Hate them.
All Business Pete. What's your beef with Business Pete?
Yeah, that's tough.
I know he's up to something, dude. Because he downloaded something on my laptop. He said he was doing it for everyone in the office, but apparently he did it for nobody else.
That's sneaky. But also, All Business Pete is a Young and Happy guest, and so...
So we technically already kind of signed a contract with him that we like him.
He's been an ally, so I think that that's a good way for you to inherit an ally in All Business Pete rather than us to gain an enemy. I think it's always better to gain
a friend. I'll swallow my pride on that one.
Okay. So I'm going to strike All Business Pete.
Strike All Business from the record.
LinkedIn.
Fuck LinkedIn.
All right, dude, I'm with that.
You know what? I'm big on LinkedIn, but for text, I can put aside my my profile and my connections.
LinkedIn discriminates, dude.
Yes.
Like, because you look at my LinkedIn, I was on a fishing dock, you know? That was like my job history. Does that mean I can't be working in New York City, you know, doing all that shit? And that's everyone back home. Some of the hardest workers.
You know what? I'm out on LinkedIn too now.
Explain your picture. Was you on a fishing dock, or you had
no? My picture.
Your job description was
a cig
dock fishing.
Football. No, well,
your,
it's because I've
your
never
LinkedIn
worked.
Picture. You just wanted a cigarette throwing a football.
I think we're all on the same page that we're out on LinkedIn.
We're good on LinkedIn. Moving on. Paul Feinbaum.
No. Keep
Paul Feinbaum
out. Hate him.
I have a friend that works on the show. I will put that aside to strengthen my friendship with you.
Oh, I thought his name was Finnenbaum.
Fine, Bob.
Dylan is up next in Texas. Dylan, thank you. Good afternoon.
Paul, I want to say you are not very smart because
thank you.
If you want Brian Kelly to resign because of the academic scandal at Notre Dame, then Nick Saban should have to resign because he admitted.
Well, hold on, John, Dylan, before
No.
You hold on a second. Before we get too deep in that, I didn't say he should resign over this. I said he should resign because of a culmination of things. So if we're going to talk, let's try to quote the person that you're talking to accurately.
Well, then Nick Saban should resign.
Okay. Obviously, you didn't hear me. So why should Nick Saban resign?
Because he lacks moral character as well. He admitted...
Explain to me how Nick Saban lacks moral character.
He admitted to helping players cheat on their Wonderlic test in the NFL.
Oh, so he should resign over something he allegedly did in the NFL? Does that make sense?
Allegedly, he admitted to it.
Well, no, I don't care whether he allegedly or did is not even the issue on the table for me. It's not germane to this discussion. What Nick Saban did in the NFL should have what to do with what he's doing at the University of Alabama?
Well, if you want Brian Kelly to resign because...
No, Dylan, listen, if you're going to debate someone, why don't you learn that one of the most important aspects of a conversation is to at least be factual. You haven't said one thing factual yet. I don't really care if Brian Kelly stays at Notre Dame for the rest of his life. I simply said I thought he should resign based on his record on the field, his overall attitude, his stewardship of the program. And this goes back not specifically to the case we're discussing right now, but to a continuum of bad looks for what once was a respected football power and a respected university. Thank you very much for the attempt to I'll be happy to talk to you, but when you call back, try to state at least one fact, please.
Hey, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and you're listening to Young and Happy. Watch my new show, Veep. It's pretty good.
The Surgeon General. Fuck him. Warning.
When I saw that, that's why I was like, man, I really fucking hate that guy. Like, because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing to my body, but it's not going to kill me.
And you know what? They don't put Surgeon General warning on a pack of bacon. And that'll get you.
You know, bacon meat is like...
Or a gun.
No, it's drugs, right? Surgeon General.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't
put
it on.
You're saying they don't alert you about everything.
Exactly, man. There's a lot of things that can kill you in this world. Stop trying to ruin the one vice I have.
Woman drivers is what someone who's uneducated would say.
Yeah, fortunately, we're not that. Now it gets a little bit dicey.
Okay.
Feidelberg
has co-hosted the show when you've been out, so that's tough.
See, my problem with Feidelberg is I've never like done anything to him. And, like, he called me retarded on KFC radio, calls me dumb all the time, like I'm the worst. And then, like, I think on stool scenes, the Pat McAfee thing, we had a back and forth, and I roasted him. Mm-mm. But then in stool scenes, it's just him talking to YP, and I'm not there to defend myself. So actually, add YP to that list because that is not. Okay. He's like the Kim Jong-un.
So, wait. So what
I agree with that one.
What are we doing about Feidenberg? Because he's been a co-host, but the good news is that he doesn't ever talk, and I probably don't ever interact with him ever, so it would be an easy guy for me to just continue not to interact with.
So we're in agreement?
Are you? What do you think about Feidenberg?
I had no problems with Feidenberg going
I didn't either.
I like him. But if Tex is going to sign on with us...
I'm just saying it's an easy one because Feidenberg doesn't really talk.
So if you ever go to war with Feidenberg, through this segment of the contract, we'll take your side in that war.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
All right, Billy Football.
Billy Football is easy for me because I don't interact with him either, don't have any connection to him.
And he's trying to be a quarterback. You're the quarterback around here, brother.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Billy Football, easy picking. I'm going to skip this next one because the last two are... Or I'm going to come to the most difficult one last. Big Cat?
I mean, Big Cat... The thing is, the Big Cat is that guy. He's Tex's biggest enemy. So I feel like with us taking on Tex, there's no way that we can be with Big Cat and with Tex.
It's a tough alliance.
I got this. The whole PMT crew, blanket. Just, you know, like say you had a daughter. She gets to high school. She starts dating a dude. You're just like, I know what's going on, but I just don't want to like see it or like know about it. You know that? Like, it's kind of like just ignorance. Like, so just don't, like, I don't want to know about it, you know?
If we're friends with Hank or something like that.
Because Hank's probably like one of my, if not my best friend.
Y'all got history. Dixie Tour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a tough one. So that's what I'm saying. Just like, don't be like slapping ass right in front of me.
Don't disrespect you.
Analogy.
But I know what you mean. Don't disrespect you by doing it right in front of your... Don't rub it in your face.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're not going to go on a tandem bike ride through Bandera, Texas.
What would the situation be if like part of my take wanted us to come on their show?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, I may not like them, but the stats don't lie.
And
if it's
going to
help our team...
It's a valuable launching pad. Could
then
be.
Do it. Okay. Yeah, but I'm not on it.
That's
I'm
fine.
Not going to be... I'm not going to promote it. I'm not going to do anything.
That's fine.
Fair.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm good on those.
All right, so PFT falls
into
that.
What about YP at the end? Young Page Use.
You know,
I wish we wouldn't have added that.
Journalism is the watchdog of society. And I feel like stool scenes isn't really what happens sometimes. Because it's usually to my defect, you know? Like, think if Trump ran all the media, like CNN. Do you really think we'd be getting the news? Like the truth out of it? You can't be in a position that he has and have such an obvious bias.
He has a very powerful position.
All right, well, I'm on board with that because the other day we were trying to set something up and YP ratted it out. We were trying to put a hit out on Dave and YP ratted it out. And so if he's going to rat us out, then that is fine. He is an easy enemy for me. Are you all right with that?
If it's...
We need to do it for Tex. We need to get Tex.
Here's the thing.
I'm not going to be against him, but I won't stand up for him. How about that?
All you need to know is he let me know he was here a month. That strip club thing, I only went out that night because he hadn't gone out in New York. I was fucking drilling my closet in. I was going to stay in. I was like, well, you know, he's my boy. Like, I got to, suck it up, you know,
Right. Okay. All right.
I'm good with that.
I can co-sign that.
All right. I'm going to initial.
So we're good on those.
Okay. 2B, resolution 2B, any violation of section 2 and 2A will result in some shit. All right. Well, that's cool with
me. Well, I don't plan on violating the contracts ever.
Yeah. That's sacrilege to me.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
You catch me violating this contract, I'm going to be imposing some shit on myself, if you know what I mean. I'm good with it. I'm good with it resulting in some shit. I'm okay with that. I'm going to initial there. You guys good with that?
I'm okay with that, yes.
It's going to result in some shit. Okay. There will be no slander against Bandera, Texas, or Mac Brown.
Mac Brown, Carolina Tar Heel, absolutely not. Bandera, Texas, have no problem with it. Absolutely not. The only thing is, are we allowed to say Bandera Butthole? Because I like saying
absolutely
that.
Not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I would never say that. No.
The gall you even had to just ask me that is
the alliteration's good. Tex, you know I'm a sucker for alliteration.
Well, that's about the only thing.
Wait,
we
you're
have
the Bulldogs? Okay, fine then.
Bandera Bulldog.
You're the Bandera Bulldog. Bulldog. Can I call you the Bandera Bulldog?
You're the Bulldog.
That's beautiful.
If I can call you that, then I'm good. The Bandera Bulldog. And I think we should even add the Woo Correct people if they call me anything
else. Don't make us sick 'em on you.
Yeah, but he also floats like a Bandera butterfly. It stings like a Bandera bee.
How about we can call you the Bandera anything with a B, except the, you know what? Butthole.
No, because just bastard anything, and bitch are both B words.
Just anything that won't piss me off.
Yes, but we're allowed to use alliteration with Bandera.
Oh, I love alliteration.
Hell yeah. And Mac Brown, yeah, Tar Heel for life. I've already initialed that one, so no worries. Any violation of Section 3 will result in all attending parties having to verbally pledge allegiance to Texas via the Texas Pledge of Allegiance. This act must occur in the presence of myself and must happen every day for one week.
That wouldn't even bother me, but if that's the punishment, I'll sign off on that.
I will take. I think we should take that pledge regardless. I think we should preemptively take that pledge to remind ourselves that we're not going to be slandering Texas because everything's bigger in Texas and everything's bigger when Texas is on board.
Standing up,
yeah.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Beautiful.
That's it?
Yeah.
Love it.
That's
love
incredible.
That. Ours in North Carolina was, I promise, if this person looks like they might have two genders, I will not allow them in my restroom.
And that's an equally good pledge. One I won't be taking, but the Texas one I would be happy to pledge. So I'm going to go ahead and initial that. Right. And
that's it.
That's the entire contract.
To be clear, everything is amended except for we have struck out all business. Pete, he is in the clear. He is actually going to become Texas ally instead of enemy. Everyone else?
And the contract as is good. Would you like to initial each clause, Caleb, just as a formality?
Of course.
Initialing each clause. T's.
Okay. All right. To be somber. Should I go ahead and sign?
Please. I think you should make this thing official. Any last words before we sign, Tex?
Let's get it popping, dude.
I love it. Let's get it popping. This is huge for us, honestly. We have been
signed by Caleb Presley.
We have been extolling the virtues of one Mr. Dylan Stone for quite some time, and
I'm aware, man.
The Bandera butter croissant.
Mm. Okay.
The Bandera Batman. Is that good?
That's very good. And
the Bandera
Ben.
The Bandera Batman. The Bandera Boomerang.
The Bandera Beautiful.
This is the Bandera Beautiful.
The Bandera Beautiful.
The Bandera Bow.
Ooh.
That's the name of my goat. You know, my mom just sent me a picture of my goat.
Really?
Yeah.
The Bandera Blood. Like the gang.
My traps are looking diesel as fuck, dude.
Wait, so now everyone's signed. Buddha Ben signed. Yeah. Rona signed. I have signed.
Excellent. All right. And now it is just up to Tex to sign this and make this thing official. I, for one, am pretty excited, and I think that this is a huge moment in not only our history, but the history of
the world.
Our planet, yeah.
And also the channel. The History Channel.
That's huge for history of the channel. And he is...
misspelled his name. He's going back.
I actually hate History Channel now.
Hey, you're signed.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah.
Excellent, man.
How's it feel, man? We're glad to have you aboard.
I'm stoked, man. Like, let's fuck shit up, you
know? Hell yeah. Tex, I love that, brother.
Come here.
Love this.
Good-ass handshake. All right. So Tex is a new part of Young and Happy. He is our most recent addition, correspondent, however you want to call it. He's in the fold. Don't fuck with Tex unless you want some fucking pain from the rest of Young and Happy
problems.
Because we will bring it your way.
You don't want no problem.
Oh, you're going to wish you'd never been born.
Hell yes, brother. Hell yes. You just made some very, very powerful friends today. Young and Happy, thanks so much.
Let's go!
That what he do. me and Ike, we be finessing on the plug.
That what we do.
Money do, he jugging packs, he run it up.
That what he do.
75 a line, my nigga, this that mug.
Oh, that's that old.
Remixing with the K-Ro, I can't show no love.
Remix.
Here's the jug story by Four Trap Brothers. Daddy and the feds broke as hell, stay with their mother. Till the older brother came in with four pints. Bounced on back to six and it changed their whole life.
Okay.
So see the second oldest, he looked up to Janky Jew. Watched him K-Ro and finesse it, so he did the same too.
Okay.
Showed him how to hit them pipes, tote them pipes, shoot them dice.
Uh-huh.
Then one day he served a random trapper twice. His name was Ike and him and Ike, they start finessing on the plug.
That what we do.
Money do, he jugging packs, he run it up.
That what he do.
75 a line, my nigga, this that mud.
That's that Ike.
Remixing with the K-Ro, I can't show no love.
Get it back.
Max old brother, charge with murder, not the whole hood looking.
Yeah.
All the pesos Max OC was serving. They was trying to murk him, had to stop slanging at the house. Pull up curb service,
uh-huh.
Whopping junkies in the driveway. Got the nosy neighbors nervous. Shake on the connery, rocking the pot.
Uh-huh.
Black got high, so his mama kick him out. Plug and dough, help him set up shop. Head up with a stain on the drink, strong got literally up on bars and act. Fucking up the sack, couldn't grab no packs. Max a branch off, start copping his stuff. Sir, like your money, do everything else. So him and Ike, they kept finessing on the plug.
That what we do.
Money do, he jugging packs, he run it up.
That what he do.
75 a line, my nigga, this that mug.
Nah, that's that, oh, nah,
remixing
that's
with the K-Ro, I can't show no love.
Honus,
I was busting twos. Maxo pistol play with hard. Ike attended TSU.
Uh-huh.
Started trapping in third world. In the classroom, Ike was slain. Maxo jugging on the yard. Maxo high, he dodging laws. Campus police, canine dogs. See, Maxo was a nuisance. Serving students by the bleachers. Had no school supplies, but still supplied a couple teachers. Posted by the dorm, selling athletes to be roaches. In traffic at the practice, flip a package to the coaches. Harvest season come around and all the plus they want to tax. He bring Jimmy, he bring Theo, when that goofy plug name at. Steady blowing up his jack, back and crying for a back. But him and Ike, they split the packs, whole things even quarter sacks. I'm a hog, I'm the socket, fuck the plug. Got K-Roll Gallon just remixing codeine in my tub, man. I'm finessing K-Roll mixing. High tech swapping,
uh-huh.
He looking like a rookie, service friendly. Yes, I'm watch.
Cause me and Ike, we be finessing on a plug.
Money do, he jugging packs, he run it up. 75 a line, my nigga, this that mud. Remixing with the K-Roll, I